I'll begin our story with that afternoon. We hadn't spoken for a year, like so many years when we didn't speak, when you pulled up next to me on my walk to work and offered me a ride. I climbed into the passenger seat of your Dodge Omni, knowing I'd begun another cycle. And still another. Feeling that I'd been tricked again, that I should have refused. You caught me in a moment of not knowing. If I start there, I should say that by this time we'd already gotten the tattoos that linked our right and left hips together into a single message. Forever. And ever. And I should say that at a glance, my text appeared to spell beaver. Too perfect that yours bore the autonomous word while mine was dependent. Do you know mine is covered up? I hope yours remains. I hope you still see it in the mirror and it surprises you some mornings in your half-sleep. You're the only woman I've loved this way. Enough to want to hurt you. I'm reminded of your first tattoo on your back. Tramp stamp, so Florida. You told me you orgasmed while getting it, your nerve ending so close to the surface of your skin. Like many things you told me, I don't know if it's true. Even 20 years after we met, I can't tell when you're lying, but have learned to assume you often are. I've learned to hope you are sometimes. Our friendship was a sticky web. Our friendship was a black box. Our friendship was a swamp full of cottonmouths. Another of your tattoos, an alligator eating up your left arm. Is it left, like mine, or right? Are we mirrors even now? The tattoo covers another, some text you got when I got my text. Mine, resilient in the clutch of darkness. Yours? Your blues ain't like my blues. Whose pain is deeper? Who wins? I have to start over, like we started over so many times, with the call you made in our 19th summer. We hadn't spoken for a year. I went away to college in New York. You stayed in Florida. You didn't go to school. Nobody in your family went to school. If I could quantify what came between us, the cost of tuition. If I could quantify what came between us, the cost of your mother's one-bedroom rent subtracted from my parents' four-bedroom house in a gated neighborhood. If I could quantify what came between us, the cost of diapers, formula, hospital bills. The last time we spoke before this, we planned to get coffee and you never called me back. You never showed. You disappeared. That day, I wore a pink slip I'd turned into a dress, copycatting your style, which has always been effortless. You shinier, you prettier, you taller, you thinner, more popular. In middle school, you had friends, and I had you. You made it so you were my only friend. Don't think I didn't know. Was it really so important, so often, to know you were first? You were first. It's stupid I'm still mad at you for this. It's stupid I'm even still mad at you for things you did when we were 10. When you told me you had gone on a date with my boyfriend, he was hardly my boyfriend. And what was I wearing on the day you finally called, a full year later, linking summer to summer? I don't know now, but I was driving that same car some 1,000 miles away from you, and you asked me to spell your daughter's name. I got it wrong, and you laughed. Wasn't I supposed to be an English major? Yes, but I'd never heard that name. It's unusual, like yours. It means pure in the language of your ancestors. In another, it means sea, like the gulf we grew up swimming in together. The many, many ways were the same. Blue eyes, brown hair, small breasts, freckles, and the moles on our bellies, which we called the moon and stars. Your daughter has your eyes. Your body. You were always biting your fingernails. Your fingers are long and thin like your arms, like your legs, like your nose. Do you remember saying my nose was a ski slope? You traced your finger down and it leapt into the air and you laughed your loud, big-mouthed laugh. Your body. Years later, you asked me why I didn't tell you that you were too good for stripping. I didn't know you wanted me to tell you.